僕入るんだ。みんな騙されたんだ。100ミリ浴びても平気だ。子供は20ミリすぐに影響ないんだ。みんな騙されたんだ。悪い大人の言うことを適当聞き流して、いい時もあるけれど、ただ明らかな嘘を聞き流していると、全世界が判別する。
Okinawan cumbia music. Yes, you heard it right. Those last two tracks were Latin-inspired music based in South Japan, the old Ryukyu Kingdom, now the Okinawan Islands. And that right there was an artist named, real name, Little Masta with Maximum Vibration. And that fellow actually just released a compilation bringing together a lot of the Taiwanese, Japanese, and other musicians who are in that part of East Asia playing Latin music. So, yeah, there's not just one band or two. There's a whole scene, and I can't exactly find out how or why this happened. But, well, you know how reggae is popular in all tropical islands? Well, same thing with cumbia, it seems, that's happening around the world. And, yeah, South Japan, the Okinawa Islands are very much subtropical, much warmer and more Caribbean or South American in climate than most of Japan, the main islands. So yes, Lil Masta with Maximum Vibration from his album Save the Children from Nuclear Pollution. Yeah, he speaks out a lot against the nuclear power plants and the radiation, and he's moved from north to Okinawa to escape radiation. And that track was Dama Sareta. So I think it was in the Okinawan language, but it could be in Japanese. But yeah, funny to hear Latin music in the Japanese language. Super cool, actually. And before that, we heard another Okinawa cumbia flavored band that plays reggae and dance hall and a whole bunch of other rhythms as well. They're called Ya Bastards. Yeah, with like the classic exclamation mark at the starting and end of the statement, Latin style, and the track G.I. Joe, so I imagine also speaking against the American occupation of Okinawa. Ya Bastards. And yes, well, before that, you heard something that was not Latin. It was, though, influenced from the West, just called Ryukyu Beatles. And yeah, they play Beatles covers on the folk instruments of Okinawa. And that was 8 Days a Week by the Beatles. Oh, so good. I'm going to give it to my dad. I think he's going to like it. All right, well, we're going to keep the music flowing. I got just a few more tracks from Okinawa, including some hip-hop. And this duo next of two lovely young ladies who are Hawaiian-Okinawan mixture. They got ukulele, and I think they're both Okinawan, but just inspired by Hawaiian music. And yeah, Sanshin as well on this. So here we go. Some ladies, they're called Shura Mana, right here on Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
Keep Yeah.
Hey, hey, Wandering Rhythms right here, near the tail end of our special on the music of Okinawa. It's been beautiful, and a lot of respect to the Okinawans, still doing a very distinct thing down there. Maybe the Americans will eventually leave, and it'll just be Okinawans doing Okinawan stuff safely and freely. But yeah, first, I've got to stop splattering words. You heard Cosmo Lassen, that was a hip-hop artist, and the track was called Earth. Before that, Udu and Platy mix in dancehall and hip-hop and a lot of other stuff. And before that, yeah, two girls mixing Hawaiian music with Okinawan sounds. They're called Chura Mana. And most of the stuff written in Japanese or Okinawan. Can't tell the difference myself, but hard to find. But yeah, we've still done a fairly good job of spanning the Okinawan islands. And one more piece of music by a group just called HY. They are, if this sounds crazy, a mix of hip-hop and punk music like no other bands I can think of right now. HY, one last piece of music from Okinawa. Much love to all humans around the world, Okinawans, Olympians, etc. This is Wandering Rhythm signing off. Till next week. HY 魂具現化さらに突き進み時代を進化間近に迫る世紀末眼科行こうか次の時代目指すさあ進もうか
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
This is Bird Note. Juan Pablo Collazo is a nature recordist based in Colombia. Here he describes how he uses a parabolic microphone to record a singing bird. Juan Pablo is blind, so he uses his hearing to pinpoint a small bird in dense vegetation.
I walk in without my headphones. I try to locate the sound with my ears. When I located that, I ask for my guide. The first question is really 100% dense, or there is a way to pass this row of trees to get closer to the source of the sound? And then they said, yeah, you can walk 3 steps to the right, and you can go inside and get a different perspective. And then I put my headphones. When you use a parabola, you need to focus the sound. When the sound is focused, the volume of the sound really increases in the headphones, and you can get really sure that that sound is really 100% focused, and you can record that. In some situations, you need to target the parabola to the branch instead of the bird, because the sound is bouncing on that branch and is focused better that if you are going to target the bird.
Here's some of Juan Pablo's recordings on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.